Investigations are continuing today after a car crashed into a shop in Sydney's southwest, injuring pedestrians. 14 people were taken to hospitals in the area, with some suffering serious leg fractures. The crash happened when a four-wheel drive hit another car stopped at traffic lights before continuing across the intersection into a nearby shop. The 51-year-old driver had mandatory testing in hospital before he was interviewed by police and later released. A billion-dollar boost is set to be announced by the federal government today to help upgrade local infrastructure. Improvements to local roads, tunnels, street lighting and bike paths will be prioritised. According to new research, Australian parents are drinking more alcohol more frequently during the pandemic. One in four parents singled out the challenges of remote schooling as the reason for heightened stress and anxiety. Parents of children aged between 9 and 12 have admitted to drinking in front of their children nearly every day since isolation measures began. And 38 million Americans have now lost their jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak. Another 2.4 million people applied for benefits in the past week.